right. Well, I'll just kick it off with just a brief recap of where we have been and where we are right now. As I mentioned, Violet and I gave a presentation on this whole topic back in December of 2021. And at that point, we were dealing with three main regulations/rules. First one was the healthcare OSHA ETS. And that was implemented in June of last year, has since expired just by the length of the interim period on an ETS. So that expired in December of 2021. But then we had, of course, another OSHA ETS that received massive publicity across the U.S. It was just a general OSHA ETS, and what it did, it applied to employers, didn't necessarily just be in healthcare, but any employer across the United States that had 100 or more employees. That was the general OSHA ETS. Well, what happened with that? Well, it was argued before the U.S. Supreme Court and was struck down in January of this year. But the third one that's still in place that we're going to be talking about today is the CMS interim final rule regarding mandatory vaccination. And that's the one that we're really going to focus on and dive into, because that's the one that's in effect. Now, lots of litigation surrounding that as well. It was also actually on the same day that the OSHA general ETS was argued to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court also heard arguments challenging the interim final rule. And guess what? Supreme Court struck down the OSHA general ETS, but by a 5-4 opinion in January of this year, it allowed the CMS rule to stay in place. Very close, could have gone the other way, but lots of litigation still, actually, even after the Supreme Court ruled in January, some other litigation that has kind of spawned from that, but at every turn, that CMS rule is still in place. It's still what we're dealing with. Again, the Supreme Court says it's okay. It survived all the attacks and all the challenges. So again, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And what was very interesting about it all is, you know, Texas, we're a unique creature. We have our own way of doing things. And despite the Supreme Court decision, there was still pending litigation where Texas had filed a lawsuit challenging the CMS rule. And because of the Supreme Court decision, that actually triggered a lot of deadlines for a lot of other states out there. But Texas was actually not part of the challenge to the Supreme Court, that whole case. So we had a pending case going on in the Northern District of Texas. That was finally thrown out once, you know, kind of went through the whole process. And so Texas was the last state to kind of be on the clock, so to speak, for this CMS rule to apply.
So Felicity, before we move forward, I do have to ask you, how do you respond to those who raise Governor Abbott's order?
Yes, we get that question quite a bit from our clients, from their employees, from people who are, you know, reading the news, who are, you know, looking at social media. What about people in Texas? We have the CMS, you know, interim final rule related to healthcare, but what about Governor Abbott? I mean, he said that there can be no mandatory vaccinations, right? Well, first off, Governor Abbott actually didn't say that. He issued this order in October of last year, and what he said was, you cannot have mandatory vaccination policies without offering first individuals to be able to object to those vaccination policies, either based on or be exempted based on a religious reason, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, or based on a disability, or based on personal conscience. And not to get too deep in the weeds, but there is actually a debate whether it's personal conscience related to a religious belief, personal conscience related to a disability, or just a standalone personal conscience type of objection. But in any event, CMS was very clear when it implemented the interim final rule that it preempts any and all state, local orders that may conflict with the CMS interim final rule. So supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, they like did a whole paragraph about that and said, nope, this is going to preempt even Governor Abbott's order.
Well, let's talk about how quickly we have to be compliant.
Well, the deadlines have passed, so hopefully that those of you in the audience who are responsible for the compliance with this rule have already taken steps to comply. And as I mentioned, Texas was really the last state to come into being required to comply. And so the first deadline that was passed, it's two phases. The first phase, the first deadline, was February 19th, I believe. February 19th of this year, and under phase one, all facilities had to have a process in place where they let everybody who worked there know that we do have mandatory vaccinations. How does somebody let the entity know that they have been vaccinated? What if somebody is requesting an exemption? You know, basically a process, a plan, a written document in place that had to have gone out in February. And as well, by that deadline, the employees must have had their first dose of their primary vaccination.
So we hear the deadlines about this first dose, and we've heard of deadlines about fully vaccinated. Has the government at any point hinted at booster deadlines?
Good question.